Good evening. We'll start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer led by Pastor Gary Beal, Church of the Jubilee. Pastor.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, today for another year that you have given to us. I pray, God, tonight as men and women come around together, Lord, in the City Council to make laws and provision for each and every citizen here in this community. I pray, God, your direction, your wisdom and knowledge upon their life. But also, to God, I pray for every citizen that your hand of protection as they get out each and every day to go about and do their things that they do, that you'd be protected, that your angels of heaven above will protect each and every citizen of our community, no matter race, color, education, or denominations or belief. That your presence will be known in our community, that other cities in the state of Michigan will look at our city and say, we want to do such as they're doing and follow us, Lord. I pray prosperity and blessing in 2025 over every business, every leader in our community, that God, you would move and minister among this community. Now, God, we ask you all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. The Pledge of Allegiance tonight will be led by Mr. Thomas Cook.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Tice.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Luddington. Olson.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us to the approval of the agenda, in which we have one addition to the agenda tonight, which will be item number five, business to the business items, to accept USDA grant conditions. And with the addition, I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion to approve the agenda with the addition.
Support.
I have a motion of support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. And this brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of December the 16th, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of December 16th, 2024 are approved. This brings us to proclamations, special presentations, in which we have none tonight. This then brings us to public hearings, and again, we have none tonight. This brings us to our first citizen comments, in which each person wishing to address the City Council shall be afforded one opportunity up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion, and up to 3 minutes during the last occasion, provided for the citizen comments and questions. When recognized, please come to the podium, give your name and address, and direct your comments to the mayor. Is there anyone tonight that would like to address the council? Mr. Cook.
I'm Tom Cook. I'm here in my official capacity with the Cook Family Foundation at, I think, 120 Exchange is the address. Talking briefly about the second item on the business agenda about recycling. Recycling seems to have gotten a lot of attention throughout Shiawassee County, both because of the requirements of state law, because of the interests of local governments and citizens, and because of a lot of interest among businesses who see recycling and resource recovery as a business economic development opportunity. And for that reason, we've been in conversation with a number of people about how we might bring interested parties together from throughout the county to see where there might be common alignment to help both local governments and the private sector and the public figure out how they could work together on promoting recycling. And I'm happy to see on the agenda, and I want to thank the City City Manager Henny for, I've been chatting with him over the fall, as well as chatting with a number of other people in the county, including the county government as well. Both, as I think you all know, the City of Owosso and Shiawassee County have unique responsibilities under new state law that don't require to other local governments. And so what's listed as the, I think, the Cook Family Foundation work group, it's a little bit of a misnomer. While we've played a role in helping bring people together, it really is a collaboration primarily of the City of Owosso, Shiawassee County, the Shiawassee Economic Development Partnership, and the Shiawassee Regional Chamber of Commerce, and the Shiawassee Community Foundation as well, as the Cook Family Foundation. We're helping to bring people together and providing some logistical support for it, but it's really about bringing all those people, as well as the public, together to talk about recycling and resource recovery. I know the city manager can answer any questions about it, but I just wanted to make clear what that purpose of that thing was. It's not to supplant any legal responsibilities by the City of Owosso or any other local government. They'd have to make whatever decisions they would need to make, and this body wouldn't be an official governmental body without any governmental things. But happy to answer questions, but I know the city manager can as well. So thank you.
Thank you. Further comments? Ms. Mankey.
Good evening. It's great to see you all a little early. I almost didn't get here. I was going to show up at 7:30 like we've done for the last 20 years. I don't know what happened, why we're doing this during dinner hour now, but I think we're going to be seeing less people because it's not conducive to most people's hours. But anyways, a couple things. Number one, kudos to all of those who stepped forward that put together the ball drop. I think it was absolutely fantastic that it was a collaboration of people in this community. I know we had 850,000 views on what we advertised for it. It's really nice. I can see all the numbers, and people all over the state was really happy. I wanted to see 870, but we didn't hit 870. We hit 850,000, but. It was fantastic. A lot of people showed up down there. I've seen the mayor there, of course, and of course, Mr. Owens. And I just want to thank all of those who stepped forward that made this happen. Another thing just to bring up to you is I've done stories on the collecting of bottles, metals, and different things for recycling. And the last story I did, and it's unfortunate, was all the stuff that people were paying for to be recycled was going right to the regular landfill. There's no money in it. That's what we were told. So the recycling companies were picking up people's recyclables at their houses and taking them right to the dump. How I first found out about that was when I found out it was the same truck that was picking up the garbage earlier was coming through and picking up the recyclables. And then when we looked into it, we found out, Tom, nobody's buying the plastic. Nobody's buying the glass. There's no money in it. It's going right to the dump. So if another organization can come up with something like that that'll make it work, I think that is going to be absolutely fantastic, as long as it doesn't cost us any more money. If it costs us in the marketplace more money, then no. My readers aren't going to want it. And I don't know anybody else that's going to want to pay extra, because we already seen what happened. You go to the dump. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for further comments. Well, I would like to, first of all, thank Chris Owens, councilman, for your taking on the New Year's Eve ball drop, and I was there to watch it. We did a fantastic job. We put a great crew together, a lot of volunteers had to come together to make that happen for you, and just was very pleased with all that effort that you put in the last week and a half or whatever you had to put it together. I don't know if you have any comments you want to make on that at this time.
I appreciate your words, but it really wasn't just me. I mean, it was the entire group.
You bet.
Lurie, Don, the Harrises, Sean, and can you pronounce your name for me?
Jay.
That'll work.
Harrington.
Robin?
Oh.
I'm sorry?
I thought you were looking for the last name. I was going to say Harrington.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That much I knew. It was Mr. and Mrs. Harrington for the longest time because I couldn't figure out how to pronounce her name. And the owners of Cakey Cakes, Brandon and Jennifer Mead. Everybody just came together and just whipped it out. I mean,
Yeah, well, I want to thank you for being the champion, and the bottom line, we all know that if you didn't step up and be the champion, this group, which was a fantastic group, this whole thing wouldn't have happened without you. So I realize that, and I realize it takes a group and a team, but someone had to be the champion, and you basically committed yourself to it. So I want to thank you one more time, Councilman. I want to thank some new board members that have stepped up with their time and talent. I did not mention last week Carl Luddington and Nicholas Elbertson stepping up to take a term on the Planning Commission board. I don't know if Nicholas is here tonight.
He is not.
Can you make sure you let him know that I mentioned his name and thanked him? I would appreciate that. And also we're honored, I think it's Dan Kurt, who is doing another term on the Board of Review. So thank you all. This is all volunteer, a lot of time, a lot of talent, and it takes a lot of people to make the city function, and there's about 58 volunteers on several boards that make a lot of things happen behind the scenes. Also want to mention Sidelines. I was there today. Sidelines was our business of the month this month. So this is where the DDA Main Street picked Sidelines for the business of the month. Happened to be there with the city manager, the assistant city manager, Lizzie, the director of DDA Main Street, was pleased to see how many people a small business can actually hire. You know, when I was there, there was at least, I think, maybe 12 in that picture of employees, and they said there was probably 10 more that had another shift that weren't there. So to realize that a business in town like that is employing that many people, that was pretty neat to see. So congrats to Sidelines. With that, we are at the consent agenda. And I'd be looking for a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve.
I have a motion and support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, in which we have five tonight. The first being the notice of pecuniary interest. And I'll turn this over to the city manager at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This item's business calls for a motion to accept Councilman Luddington's statement of pecuniary interest with the city of Owosso as required by the city charter and PA 317. This statement will cover the period of services rendered by Councilman Buddington to the city of Owosso from October 2024 to December 2024. So expect to see some of these in the future because Councilman Buddington is still, I believe, doing some work for at least the OHC and possibly DPW as well. So every now and then this will come up. It just so happens Councilman Buddington is not here tonight, so that makes his required excusal from the vote and discussion on that issue.
Okay. Thank you. Any comments from the of the council regarding this? Seeing none, this would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Motion and support.
Oh,
did I miss it?
You did. You did. I missed it. Not, oh, not you. I missed it. So I'm looking for a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
I have a motion of support. Now, Madam Clerk, this would be a roll call vote.
Councilmember Owens.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber.
Yes.
Councilmember Fear.
Yes.
Osmer.
Yes.
Mayor Tyche.
Yes, and as a pecuniary interest is approved. This brings us to items of business number two, Cook Family Foundation Recycling Work Group appointments. And again, I'll turn it over to the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution would appoint the city manager and a member of council to a recycling work group led by a third-party facilitator, which is hired by the Cook Family Foundation. This work group's mission is to plan and discuss how Shiawassee County can comply with the upcoming deadlines regarding changes to PA 451 and to improve recycling service availability within the county as a whole through partnerships and possible grant assistance. To date, the county, SEDP, and Chamber of Commerce have all signed on and provided representatives to this work group. I'll leave the appointment of an individual council member to the council, but my thought was to strongly consider the mayor. And the reason for this is because I would like to follow suit with the county as Chairman Brodeur is the elected representative for the work group. But of course, I leave it to the council to decide nominations and appointments for that. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. So, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to make a motion to nominate you as the person to be our go-between.
Okay.
For this. And then to approve. Support.
Yep.
Easy peasy. Unless somebody wants to raise their hand and do it.
Oh. Any discussion? Are you okay with it? Okay. I know that you've been involved on another entity, so if you're okay with it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I have a motion and a support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Pro Tem Haber.
Yes.
Councilmember Olson.
Yes.
Osmer.
Yes.
Owens.
Yes.
Fear.
Yes.
Mayor Tyche.
Yes, the Cook Family Foundation Recycling Work Group appointments is approved. This brings us to items of business number three, ARPA closeout. And again, we'll start with the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This resolution would approve the reconciliation and closeout of the city's ARPA funding and interest earned on that, on those dollars. Owosso received $1.5 million. Of which, an additional $115,000 in earned interest, because this was a multi-year endeavor. These funds were spent on SCADA system upgrades at the water treatment plant, fire department equipment, lead service line replacements, and a few chairman lights in the downtown for the DPA. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, City Manager. Any discussion or comments from the council regarding ARPA closeout? Seeing none, I'd be looking for a motion.
Motion.
Support.
I have a motion of support. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Olson.
Yes.
Fear.
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber.
Yes.
Councilmember Owens.
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, ARPA closeout is approved. This brings us to items of business number four, financial depository update. And again, I'll take it over to the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor. This resolution approves an updated list of designated city fund depositories to comply with city charter section 813. This would update the current list to include Choice One Bank of Sparta, Michigan, as it is absorbing the state bank out of Fenton, Michigan. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, city manager. Again, back to the council for any comments. If not, I'll be looking for a motion.
Support.
We have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, financial depository update is approved. This brings us to our fifth and last business of items, accept USDA grant conditions. And again, I'll turn it over to the city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This added agenda item would approve the city's acceptance of terms for $1 million community facilities grant from the USDA Rural Development Fund. This is due to the efforts of then Congresswoman, now Senator Alyssa Slotkin through the federal budget process from this current fiscal year. And this resolution and acceptance would authorize the execution of all the necessary documents to obtain the grant. I just want to give a shout out to Public Safety Director Kevin Lankart. He's been working very hard to get some sort of answer out of the USDA in Washington through our regional office in Mason. Because of some delays around election time, we were able to finally get an answer from them, I believe, last week. So we were told you have 10 days to get this paperwork signed. Mr. Mayor, we approached you and decided the best way to do that would be to add it to this tonight's agenda. Now the real work begins. We have 12 months to start construction as long as we abide by the acceptance of terms that you are approving this evening.
Thank you, City Manager. And again, thank you, Kevin. I'll call you Kevin tonight.
I answer to a lot of things.
Yes. I saw everything on the list that you plan on doing with the funds. I think it's fantastic what you're going to be able to do with it. So it's a good win for the city and for public safety. So thank you for all your efforts. With that, I'd be looking for a motion, unless there's any other comments.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. Accept the USDA grant conditions is approved. This brings us to our second citizen comments, in which you will be afforded 3 minutes to address the council. Anyone at this time?
Can I interrupt real quick? I was just made aware that there are people waiting in the Zoom that have not been let into the meeting. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, well, we'll just hold on.
I know. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Councilwoman. Appreciate that. Mr. Mankey.
On a serious note, I know that that you all say that we don't play favorites here in the city of Owosso with businesses. that certain businessmen are not, business people, excuse me, all genders, being treated the same. However, it comes to my attention, I'm working on a story right now on it. We have a local businessman being threatened with court because there's some plaster falling down on the front of his building on Main Street. All the windows are fine, building's fine, everything's great, but he's got a little plaster coming down, he's threatened with court. But we drive by Fifth Third Bank and nine other buildings in Owosso, and we see absolutely nothing being done on those buildings. How is it that we have picked on one small business owner who's done so much for this city, and we're threatening him with court because some plaster's falling off of the front of a building while you go down to Fifth Third? And for 5 years, we've looked at a building with windows out. Is this, and I'm being very serious, is third floor, are they being paid? Who is being paid to allow this group to have all these buildings in town and do absolutely zero to them after they even get grants? I mean, what is it we've seen that they got over $2 million in grants for the Fifth Third, and the Fifth Third building still sits? I can remember a local paper running a story almost 2 years ago, $1.5 million they were given. But we go after a small local business owner that's got like one building. I don't understand. Who's paying? This saying is always follow the money. Well, you okay a person get a $1.5 million grant that does nothing, but you go after a small businessman who's done so much for this council and for this city because he's got a little flaking of plaster on the front of his building. I think you all owe the city of Owosso's residents an answer on why you're after this person, but you're allowing the Fifth Third building look like it has for 5 years. Thank you.
Further comments? Seeing none, I'd bring it back to the council for any comments at this time. All right. This brings us to, which I won't forget this time, the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to get on a few parts of that report. So the City Club building, we are still awaiting the bid process to start at the County Land Bank, but we did, the building official and I did exhaust one final option to possibly save the facade, creating a building shell, much like what we've done with the Wesner after it burned, but the cost to do that, the preliminary estimates was out of even the city's budget. So we asked the land bank to just continue on with the normal bidding process to save the facade as ordered by the HDC and clean up the property. We got the go-ahead from the structural engineer on moving heavy equipment into the back alley there. So that's good news that it can support that. We received word from the YMCA that their EPA community change grant was denied. Part of that grant was involving the city's wastewater treatment plant. That's where most of the $11.5 million was to be dedicated. But it also, unfortunately, it also was an attempt to replace the steam boiler system at the Wausau Library. So we will have to revisit that with the district library. That's the one last big component of the building that needs to be updated. We've done the air conditioning system. The roof was done some years ago very well in a historic fashion. The windows are a little bit more minor, but we need to get that steam boiler replaced in the next few years. So that will remain in your six-year CIP draft, I hope. We did receive notice that we were awarded the city as part of the James Minor Trail Coalition group. That group was awarded $70,000 from the Cook Family Foundation to widen and resurface the James Minor Trail between Gould Street and Corona Footbridge. And this will be done with a DNR-approved stone, and the trail will be wider. So that's good news. We appreciate the Cook Family Foundation partnership on that. The 25 Street program will be starting here pretty soon. Howell Street and Lynn Street, all of the special assessment districts have been approved, I believe. And Glacier Dawes was the bid award, and they expect to start sometime around April of 25. So I won't mention that again until we start construction. The 2025 TMF grant, this is for service line investigations, lead service line investigations. We're looking to investigate 700 water service line locations throughout the city with this grant funding. I've mentioned before that we are well ahead of schedule and over the halfway point with either confirming compliant material or replacing non-compliant material of 6,500 services throughout the city system, not counting the townships. And we are over the halfway point. This will just put us even further ahead of schedule on that 20-year mandate from the state. There's been some more movement on the Westtown drainage solution, at least a plan for that solution. We received notice last week that MDOT is moving forward with an engineering group to do some initial evaluation of the storm drain under M21. That we have been explaining is undersized, in our opinion. They're going to start by televising that existing pipe. MDOT will be paying for that study in its entirety. The Drain Commission and MDOT are both recommending a petition to include that M21 storm drain as an extension of the Chippin drain, which runs all the way up to the railroad crossing at Chestnut, where we're also having some issues. This would open some more funding opportunities through MDOT if there's any physical work that needs to be done to that line, the storm sewer line, under M21 by including it as part of the chip and drain. But it'll take the township and the city to go through a petition process for it. The drain commissioner has already talked to Owosso Township. I'm talking about Commissioner Newman, who is no longer the commissioner, but he's already talked to Owosso Township about that petition and has communicated it to his staff. And Owosso Township seems willing to participate, so that's good news. Work on the 2025 drainage improvement program that you approved at a recent meeting. This is the clean out of the North Street ditch between Chippin and Hattie. We had some flooding at the end of some of those dead-end streets up on the north side of town there. We expect that to start here pretty soon in January. So they're going to waste no time getting at that before the spring rains hit. We already mentioned public safety, so Kevin did a lot of work there, and we're looking forward to getting started on that. We're hoping that we can wrap most of the project up here at City Hall before we start getting to the physical construction of refurbishing this equipment over at the Public Safety Building. And that was it. If there's any questions?
Just refresh my memory on the timeline on the City Hall. I know that's a big project for us here. You're doing many things to the city. You mentioned it already. What's the timeline on that?
Spicer Group had their walkthrough a few weeks ago. They now have an understanding of what the system requires. We expect that they will be submitting a draft bid solicitation to Ryan and I very soon.
Okay.
Once that happens, we will release that bid solicitation in our usual way, and council will have an opportunity to approve that bid hopefully soon.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, City Manager. Next meeting will be this Wednesday, and it'll be, as it says, 6:30. It'll be our goal-setting session. And then the next regular council meeting will be actually on a Tuesday, the 21st of January at 6:30. And with that, I'd be looking for a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. We are adjourned.